Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and I think they'd be right. You can join us this segment, 844-967-2789. Maggie Dong, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, going to join me at the bottom of the hour. She is confirmed. We're going to get some ranting on. But I did throw this out there before, and I want to address. And I think as we see the J6 committee hearings unfold, starting 7 o'clock Central Time on Thursday, the reporting is that there's going to be a lots of effort by Republicans, by Trump and his allies to counter-program, right? Hunter Biden, look at Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin today. Ask about some sort of, you know, gun safety legislation. Says, well, we got to enforce the laws that we have in the book. Let's start with Hunter Biden. And that's kind of the turnaround. So they're always going to spin it into something else, like you know, some of our conservative callers have a tendency to do.
Dude, they just want to see the OnlyFans pictures. That's all.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, they don't know how to log on, or they're worried about being tracked. So they just want to, if they get to see the pictures in the court of law, or they have them dragged out or put on Fox, they can imagine the rest of the way with it blurred out.
You think the incels even care anymore? I mean, what's life worth living if you're an incel?
Well, that's how exciting it is. Because, I mean, it can't be because of the financial benefit, because if they were, they'd also look at Jared Kushner. So. I'm just saying.
All right, so just bear with me here. Let's talk a little business, all right? Let's do this. There's a few pieces I want to get to before the bottom of the hour. Number one, from The Hill, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said American consumers will be at the mercy of oil companies this summer as gas prices are expected to reach levels associated with crude oil at $160 a barrel, according to an analysis released on Monday by Goldman Sachs. Speaking to the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday, that's today, Yellen took heat from Republicans for inflation that's near 40-year highs, with gasoline prices up almost 50% over last year. In May of this year, a gallon of gas cost more than $4.50, up from around $3 in May of last year. This month, it's $4.86 a gallon, up 25 cents from just last week. California gas is now more than $6.30 on average, and it's above $5 a gallon in 10 states. Crude oil, from which gasoline is made, is trading now at $117 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, up about 65% from $70 a barrel last year. All right, so last year versus this year, $70 a barrel, now it's $117. Gas last year, $3 a gallon, now at $4.50. Given the global nature of these markets, it's virtually impossible for us to insulate ourselves from shocks like the ones that are occurring in Russia that move global oil prices, Yellen said. During the pandemic, I think that oil producers didn't anticipate the strength of the recovery and the fact that oil prices would recover, she added. They certainly do have incentives now to increase oil production. Yeah, if you're at $117 a barrel now and you think it's going to go up to $160, they're going to try to pump out as much as they can. Why? Because they make more money. The Hill goes on. The former Federal Reserve chair received criticism last week when she said during an interview on CNN that she had been wrong about the trajectory of inflation, which many analysts had deemed transitory, but which has proven to be a much more persistent feature of the economy since the coronavirus pandemic. Inflation in the U.S. has been felt the hardest in the energy sector, where consumer energy prices have risen more than 30% in the last year, more than three times the increase in consumer prices generally, according to the Department of Labor. Those energy hikes aren't showing any signs of letting go, according to Goldman Sachs. Updating our supply and demand expectations, we now forecast that Brent crude prices will need to average $135 a barrel for the second quarter of 2022 through the first quarter of 2023, up 10 versus a prior forecast. So prices are going up. This represents summer retail prices reaching levels normally associated with, as already mentioned, $160 a barrel. So let's move over now briefly to the raw story. Republicans have attacked President Joe Biden for blaming Russia for the high cost of oil and gas. The United States very rarely uses Russian oil and gas, but Oil and gas are global commodities in a global market. You think Republicans would know that? So when Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm explained that the war was to blame for high prices, she walked through how the U.S. is now competing with other countries in buying oil and gas. You know, the free market system, Republicans. As Bloomberg News reported, Bloomberg, Goldman was spot on with where oil and gas are going, and it isn't staying at home. Nearly 75% of natural gas produced in the U.S. is being sold to Europe. Many countries in Europe have higher prices for gas than the U.S., particularly in countries like Norway and Denmark. Residents of Hong Kong pay the highest international gas prices, with 1 gallon setting them back almost $11. Norway has the second highest gas prices at $9.64 a gallon, followed by Denmark at $9.32 a gallon. New shipments of liquid natural gas sent to the EU tripled in 2021. It means the United States is producing nearly half of all European natural gas. Meanwhile, U.S. companies are struggling to come back online after huge layoffs in 2020. When people weren't traveling, oil and gas companies had to cut prices and lay off staff. Now that there is a demand for more oil and gas, the companies must figure out a way to bring staff back and increase production. The major problem with that, however, is that they blew their profits on buying back their own stocks. All right. And then finally, you can Google that. Trust me on that one. Then Reuters, trying to wrap, put a little bow on this. The World Bank on Tuesday slashed its global growth forecast by nearly a third to 2.9% for 2022, warning that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has compounded the damage from the COVID-19 pandemic, and many countries now faced recession. The war in Ukraine has had magnified the slowdown in the global economy, which was now entering what would become a protracted period of feeble growth and elevated inflation, the World Bank said in its Global Economic Prospects report, warning that the outlook could still grow worse. So, lots of variables, lots of impacts into the global oil system. Not just a president. Not Trump, not Bush, not Obama, not Biden. Can't snap your fingers and say, we want $2 oil. We want $2 gas. Can't do that. That's not how it works. So while it is tough, and we talked about, you know, do you support Ukraine? Do you want this upheaval to fight fascism? Yes. And some of that's coming back in oil, higher oil prices. Come back with us, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
You simply said please.
We do not train to be merciful here. Mercy is for the weak.